There is a reason that we need grace in our lives, the grace of God to give us life, because our rebellion from God brought death into the world. Sin brought guilt with it and shame, and God had to do something to cover our shame and to cover our sin. Listen to how it went down in the garden. Genesis 3, verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you you should not eat? And the man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that you have done? And the woman said, The serpent tricked me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and it shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow shall you bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. And unto Adam he said, Because you have listened unto the voice of your wife, and you have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you. And you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread till you return unto the ground. For out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and unto dust shall you return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And unto Adam and also unto his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothed them. You see, Adam and Eve had tried to cover themselves with leaves, with fig leaves, because of their nakedness, but they were not successful. It was not a sufficient covering for them. We cannot cover up our sins. We cannot atone for one of them. They all bring a curse into our life, the curse of death. And this world is operating under that curse now. Everything we know, everything we see, everything we can touch is deteriorating. It is dying. But God has grace for us. The skins he made, the animals had to die. An innocent animal had to die so that Adam and Eve could be covered, because they had lost their innocence by their sin. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the grace that covers me. It covers my sinfulness. And not only does it cover me, it changes me. It helps me. It redeems me. Thank you, O Lord God, for what you have done in my life, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.